Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, and I'm reading verse number 29 down through verse number 32. The Bible said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." I want to begin a series today and preach throughout this week on the subject dealing with bitterness. Throughout the past several weeks, we have looked at different problems that we experience in life. And by the help of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, we've been trying to discover how to deal with these problems. And the only answer that I know to give you is the answer that's found in the Word of God. And I realize that I am dealing with a subject that is very serious. The problem is, a lot of people are bitter and not even really aware of it. Some are bitter and they're not aware of how much that bitterness affects them, and it shows in their life and then affects others that they are around. And so what we want to do is let God show us some things about this bitterness, how to deal with it, and then get victory over it by the help of the Lord. I want to look first of all at the cause of bitterness. Then second, we'll look at the course of bitterness. And thirdly, the consequence of bitterness. And then lastly, we'll look at conquering our bitterness. And you do pray that the Holy Spirit will help me to help you and others through the preaching of the Word of God during these days. Let's talk for just a moment about bitterness before I come to the Word of God. I don't know how to really describe or explain bitterness as effectively as I would like to, but let me say it this way. Bitterness, in one sense, is a whole lot like guilt, yet it is opposite from guilt. Guilt is that feeling that comes up inside of us because of some wrong that we have done. Every person who listens to my voice understands and knows what it is to be guilty and to feel that guilt, that condemnation that builds up inside of us. And we know what to do with guilt. We can confess our sin, our wrong, and find forgiveness of that guilt. But what is bitterness? How is it related to that? Well, bitterness is that feeling, or those feelings, that build up inside of us because of the wrongs of others, or what we perceive to be the wrongs of others. You see, what we have done, we can repent of, get forgiveness, and the feeling of guilt is relieved. But what others do, we cannot repent for them, And so that bitterness just lingers in our heart and grows, and we must learn how to deal with it from a scriptural basis. And that's the purpose of the broadcast this week, that the Holy Spirit might help us to know how to deal with and to overcome bitterness that comes into our life. Now, let me just say this and then move on. Bitterness will stay with you as long as you permit it to stay. It's in no hurry. It's going nowhere. It will be there when you go to bed tonight. It will be there again when you get up in the morning. Somebody said, "Preacher, when will this bitterness end?" Well, most of the time, we want the other person who has done the wrong to come back and apologize. And we think through his apologizing, we can overcome the bitterness. But I want to tell you, that is not the way. And by the way, those who have done you wrong that created the bitterness in your life may never come back and apologize. And if you're waiting on them to apologize, then you may encounter bitterness for a long time. And then there are many cases where the person who did the wrong has already passed from this walk of life into eternity. And if you're waiting for them to come back and apologize, then you will be bitter the rest of your life. You see, bitterness is not to be dealt with by the person that did the wrong to you. Bitterness is to be dealt with by you and the Lord. And by the way, God allowed this thing to happen to you to cause you to learn some truths about the Word of God and give you victory and grace to overcome it. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 29. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer." Now, the first thing that I want to mention about bitterness is bitterness is terribly hard to keep inside you. Once it is inside you, it will find a way out. And the way that it comes out is through your mouth. Your conversation will be influenced and affected by the bitterness that you have inside you. There are those who maybe feel like they have it all covered, but not really so. You see, the Bible said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." If you have bitterness in your heart, then that bitterness will come out in your speech, and you will show contempt toward those that have caused you to be bitter toward them. So the Bible just simply said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." Then he gives us a positive. He said, "But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer." We really underestimate the power of our speech, our words, our conversation. You see, through our speaking, we can allow corrupt communications to go out from us, and it will corrupt those that we spew our poisonous venom of bitterness out upon. So God said, don't let it come out your mouth. You remember in the book of James, chapter number 3, as James was writing about the tongue, he said down in verse number 9, he said, "Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we man, which was made after the similitude of God." Notice in James 3:10, the Bible said, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter?" God said, do not let anything come out of your mouth that is going to affect people adversely. He said, but let your conversation be good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Now, I want you to notice that word grace. God did not put that word in the Bible accidentally. We're going to discover later on that we overcome our bitterness by grace, not by anything that the person who wronged us might do, but by grace. The Bible said over in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, verse number 15, the Bible said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You see, my friend, God is saying to us that with our conversation, we have the wonderful opportunity of exhibiting His grace to others. Or instead of exhibiting that grace, then we can allow bitterness to take place in our life and then flow out through our conversation and our speech and affect others that might come in contact with us. Then in verse number 30, he goes a step farther to tell us that this bitterness that is harbored up inside us is not only going to affect our fellowship and relationship with others, but it's also going to affect our fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. There are two words in the Bible about our sinning against the Holy Spirit, which are very close, but yet not the same. The Bible said, quench not the Spirit. And then the Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Now, I quench the Holy Spirit when I do not allow Him to have leadership and lordship in my life. But I grieve the Holy Spirit when I allow something inside me. You see, friend, if you're saved, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives inside of us. He cannot go anywhere. We're sealed by Him and with Him under the day of redemption. And if we allow bitterness in our heart, the Spirit of Christ must dwell in the same heart as does that spirit of bitterness. So God is teaching us here that when we have bitterness in our heart, it will affect our conversation, which would affect others around us. But it also affects our communication with the Holy Spirit. Our relationship to Him is affected when we allow bitterness to be in our heart. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.